This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been to the movies lately during the holidays or elsewise, chances are you sat through a lot of stuff that was not the movie. You got the pre-movie credits, you got the post-movie credits, which you never know might have an Easter egg hidden somewhere, so you kind of got to stick around. But why, oh why, the creep of the credits? Marketplace's Megan McCarty Carino has that one.
If you saw last year's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, you would have had a familiar experience. Screen goes dark, moody, foreboding soundtrack kicks in, and the movie... Nope, that's just the studio animation for Universal Pictures. And now... Nope, that's another one for Amblin Entertainment, Steven Spielberg's company. And finally... Oh wait, here comes one for Legendary Entertainment. And now Dino Time. Okay, that took a while. Fast forward to the end of the movie. And the credits last a whopping 9 minutes and 30 seconds. That's an addition of more than 3 minutes over the original 1993 Jurassic Park, which might have started with the coming attraction or two.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
The theater reminders to throw away trash and only smoke in the lobby. Before one of those animations for Universal Pictures... Then, back in the day, the show began. Well, a lot more has changed than smoking laws since then.
There's no question that there are more company credits and more individual credits on movies these days.
Tom Noonan is a producer and lecturer at UCLA's film school. He says it's always been common to see a lot of companies attached to independent films because indie filmmakers typically cobble together funding from a number of sources. But that's increasingly how major studio movies get made, too.
The risk with movies has never been higher. So studios, production companies, distribution companies are sharing risk in ways that they never agreed to before.
That means studios taking on more equity partner companies, which invest in a film for a share of the profits. And that complex financing arrangement is often reflected in longer producing credits, says Jason E. Squire, who teaches the business of film at the University of Southern California.
Sometimes we see a whole lot of executive producers. That means that each of them has made a contribution in some way to get the picture made.
Like wrangling money or getting talent attached. Someone might even get a co-producer credit for simply making introductions that lead to funding. In fact, the number of producing credits for the top-grossing films between 1994 and 2014 doubled, according to the film data researcher Stephen Follows. But these days, it's visual effects making those extra-long credits so long. Not just for giant dinosaurs, but even tiny details like water droplets or realistic fur. Maybe highly specialized work that's compensated with both money and a screen credit.
People have kind of gotten addicted to being able to do whatever they want to do storytelling-wise.
Mark McCora is a visual effects producer for movies like Twilight and Knight of Cups. He says with the increasing number and complexity of visual effects in many films, it's not uncommon for 10 or more visual effect companies to work on a project. That last Jurassic World lists 15, and the latest Star Wars, more than 20.
You'll have like a specialist company that's doing just maybe a couple of the elements for like certain shots.
That adds up to more than 1,000 visual effects credits on many blockbusters. But McCora says the credit roll could last even longer. Many more visual effects producers go uncredited on screen, so you can thank them for getting to that Easter egg scene just a little bit sooner. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.